This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The NBA has lost a man who became a symbol of the league.
West goes down the middle and gets it.
Jerry West, the smooth player and savvy executive with the Los Angeles Lakers, has died. James Herbert of CBS Sports.
He's one of the best players of all time, was an absolutely incredible scorer. He could do it all. He had an unbelievable playing career and then found a way to almost flat out exceed it as an executive. I mean, he's one of the best executives of all time.
And it was West who was the silhouette inspiration for the NBA logo, something he said years ago that made him a bit uncomfortable.
Honestly, I wish they didn't know who the logo was. It would make it a lot easier because a lot of players and people would say, you know, why don't make this guy the logo, that guy the logo.
Jerry West was 86. The latest inflation report shows prices easing some, but CBS's Jill Schlesinger says inflation still is very much an issue.
Shelter, meaning rents and the equivalent rent that you could get if you owned a home, shelter up 5.4% from a year ago. It's down from the peak, but still quite high.
The Federal Reserve is expected to take no action today on interest rates. The White House says the U.S. and Ukraine will sign a security pact to send Russia a, quote, signal of our resolve, but will not commit American troops. The U.S. broadened sanctions against Moscow today. CBS's Cammy McCormick has the latest on the Gaza ceasefire plan.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Qatar said the Hamas response includes numerous changes.
Some of the changes we believe are workable, but some are not.
And he said some of the Hamas changes go beyond what the group has already accepted. Blinken said it's time for the haggling to stop.
Hamas cannot and will not be allowed to decide the future for this region and its people.
Blinken said the U.S. is determined to try to bridge the gaps.
A month's worth of rain is expected this week in much of southern Florida. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
There is the potential in some parts of Florida to see a foot and a half of rain. There's a lot of rain still to come, even though we've seen 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 inches of rain so far in spots.
At the Southern Baptist Convention in Indianapolis, a vote to ban churches with female pastors has just failed. But a church in Alexandria, Virginia has been ousted for its acceptance of women in leadership roles. Watching it all closely, Allison Barr, professor of religion at Baylor University.
This is fundamentally about if women are recognized as fully equal, as fully in the image of God as men are.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 97 points, NASDAQ up more than 300. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The DNR is investigating the cause of an ATV crash that killed a 36-year-old Salem Lakes woman Saturday night in Kenosha County. Tourism in Racine and Kenosha counties generated a combined economic impact of nearly $1 billion last year. Racine County topped over $525 million. Kenosha County reached a record-breaking $434 million. The one Republican attempting to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in the August primary has dropped out of the race. An ozone-related air quality advisory is out for today for Racine and Kenosha counties. The National Weather Service labels it as unhealthy for sensitive groups. Yesterday marked the last day of school for Racine Unified students. Today is the final day for Kenosha kids. Six Kenosha Unified schools are closing due to a $15 million budget gap. Kenosha's North Side is hosting a parade today to celebrate the Bradford softball team's state title win. The route runs from the Fireside Restaurant to the school. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers lose to the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' six-game winning streak at home is over. They lost 3-0 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Before the game, third baseman and leadoff batter Joey Ortiz was scratched from the lineup, manager Pat Murphy after the game.
Ortiz has a slight hamstring strain, and we didn't want to take any chances. So we'll get evaluated tomorrow and go from there. Hopefully it's not long-term in any way.
22-year-old Carlos Rodriguez making his Major League debut, the third rookie pitcher to do so this season for the Brewers, and talked about how Murphy surprised him with the news.
He was telling me, yeah, I think we're going to throw a bullpen on Saturday, and then after we're going to put you on the development list on Monday. And like, he threw me off there, and then he's like, you're going to start against Toronto on Tuesday. Pretty cool. All the coaches were in there, so it was a good experience.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Carlos Rodriguez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN weather.
More clouds than sun today with a breezy south wind, shoving our highs to the mid-80s. Shots of showers arrive tonight and maybe some rumbles of thunder early tomorrow morning. High winds and some hail is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
WRJN. Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, wait a minute. I'm not Cindy Huber. Cindy's going to the ball game today. We let her get out of here at noon today to get up to American Family Field. So not only will we be carrying the ball game on the air here, pregame at about 12:35, look for Cindy in the crowd, or listen for Cindy in the radio crowd today. In the meantime, we've got a few more timeless classics to get to before baseball time. It's Diana Ross, the Supremes. Someday we'll be together on WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back.
Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Cindy Huber took off a little early today. Chris Morrow just going to sit in here for a few minutes as she heads up to American Family Field for the Brewer game today. We're going to air that very Brewer game starting at 12:35 with the pregame show this afternoon. In the meantime, little Motown before the Brewers take the field. Got Marvin Gaye coming up in just a few on WRJN.
Check, check, one, two.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. A hot summer day. The humidity's there. The sunshine out for most of us. And that means baseball. Perfect time for a day game today up at American Family Field. Our pregame starts at 12:35. Cindy Huber's heading up to the game, so I'm just going to fill in till game starts, and then I'll be listening for her screams in the background after the first pitch at 1:10. In the meantime, a few more Timeless Hits on the way. It's Everyday People, Sly and the Family Stone. WRJN.
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah. Special treat.
JN News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is gearing up for what should be another expensive state Supreme Court race. Campaigns and outside groups spent $45 million last year, the costliest state Supreme Court race in American history. Conservative Brad Schimmel and liberal Susan Crawford are running next year. Wisconsin ranks number 11 in the nation for kids' well-being. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count Data Book. Wisconsin's child poverty rate is down, but Emily Miota of the group Kids Forward says disparities persist.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for Black children and families.
Black children in Wisconsin are 29 times more likely to live in high poverty areas, and they're not doing well on reading tests. Absenteeism is a problem, too. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart
J. Waddles. There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.